He was going to tell me 90,000 miles anyway. Yeah. Like,
you're so freaky. So freaky. So freaky. You're so freaky.
Regardless of whether or not you catch it.
You're so
freaky. The amazing thing about that is it doesn't have it.
You're so freaky.
You're from the library.
Everybody that's wrong, oh my skeleton bone, they got hidden away. Yeah, sure, that's a freaking us all, that's some true not to say. You can't let those who ain't yet make you their little ball clay. Be free and express yourself, next and just come naturally. Listen to me now. It could be the way I want to put the sound tattoos on the way I dress.
Or it could be I want to walk my way and refuse to follow the rest. We're drinking. Well, welcome to Ghosty.
Welcome to Ghosty.
Episode 5.
Episode 5.
I feel like 5's a good round number. Like, I feel like we've accomplished something.
It's an odd number still, so I... Because when you say round, I always think even numbers, but it is an accomplishment. Basically, we are doing so many now that it's getting hard for me to keep track of which number it is.
Yeah.
I don't know if that speaks to the prolific amount of podcasting we're doing, or maybe something wrong in my head.
How many podcasts do you think go like 3 episodes and they're like, I quit. That was stupid.
Maybe.
Like a majority of them?
Well, or like people that just listen. Because I know that I've had a couple moments, but neither one of us have had enough of both of those moments of hearing yourself and being like, ugh. Oh, is that me?
Yeah.
Speaking of, this is the host, Weston Unruh. And again, I insist on the fact that you're the host because you're hosting me in your home.
House, right.
So that makes you the host, de facto.
And so are you the co-host then?
I am the co-host. I'm the co-host because of the fact that if we were to call me a guest and try and further delineate down that, it would get very confusing.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I am the co-host.
Okay, so Ghostbit. Yeah, so Weston and Nick, a librarian and an accountant,
which is
doing a podcast.
Yeah, and I think
a mildly successful podcast.
Moderately, I mean, well, you've run the numbers.
Yeah,
and been crunching. I think we're doing. It sounds like we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, I think it's all right. So we also have the great Jason James in our live studio audience today, joining us.
What?
He just bought a nice PBR sign.
Yeah, we went to the liquor store, and he was so enamored with the
stained glass PBR sign.
Yeah, all the different beer signs they had up. And some lady was like, you want to buy one? He's like, how much? And she pulls down a stained glass PBR thing. She's like, $10?
And well, I thought he was going to start... $15.
Oh, you did?
He offered $15, and she was like, oh, yeah. And then she pulled it down, and then she realized it was a little warped. And she was like, how about 10? And I was like, man, they do not...
They don't understand.
They're obviously not making a lot of money off these signs, yeah. I think is pretty clear.
50 to me. 50.
Well, I you kind of got a little tear in your eye when she said 10. Just the excitement on his face, like, only $10?
For this? The most important sign in the world?
Yeah. Me and Nick are just standing there like, what the hell is going on? He walked into the liquor store. First of all, he complained about having to go with us to the liquor store. And then he, like, finds the treasure of the year. Like, this was one of the best days. He'll be telling this at the bar.
There's a great picture. We could probably...
Oh, yeah.
I took a nice little photo.
Instagram
so,
that. We'll
yeah.
put that. Maybe that'll be part of the cover.
It's on Instagram, yeah.
And you'll notice, if you see the picture, he's wearing some jorts that he cut
nice
off
jorts.
Himself.
I was wearing jorts that were actually shorter than his jorts last night, though, for a period of time. So, I mean...
Oh, we're going to definitely, I think, probably talk about tonight.
You are, like... I know you're still new to Fort Collins, but jorts reign supreme here. And there is no age or jort length... that is considered inappropriate in Fort Collins to rock a nice pair of jean cutoffs. The only thing stopping you is yourself.
Okay.
And that's, you know, welcome to Fort Collins.
Well, I'm not above jorts. I don't want to give that. Like, I've had my jort phase. Went through a phase.
See, it just
but they were never cut
me.
Off that short.
It just
on
disturbs
such a large
me that
man.
You call it a phase. I don't know.
Yeah, it was just I like something I tried in college.
That's
I tried jorts out in college.
College is a crazy time for a lot of us. I mean, yeah, I get that.
I was trying to figure out who I was.
And it was an accountant who doesn't wear jorts.
That's where I landed. And yeah. I'm pretty happy
you're
with
wearing
those decisions.
Shorts right now, though. I mean,
yeah,
think about it. It's like...
Nice pair of shorts.
You're a stone's throw away from a jort.
Yeah. Well, the material, but I could never wear them that short. I don't know. Mm.
Your roommate, Will, just ripped the Pope off the Rolling Stone.
Oh, Will. I don't know. He's...
He doesn't like the Pope. He has very strong religious views. And
it's funny because this
I blame Rolling Stone.
So much more likable than a lot of popes. I'd hate to see what he'd do to that previous pope that looked like Emperor Palpatine. You know,
the one that quit?
Pope. Yeah.
The only one pope? That's ever quit.
One other guy, I think.
Oh, really? But, like in the 900s or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, something a long, long time ago. But, yeah, he...
Who gives up? Who just quit? Like, I decided this job isn't for me. I'm gonna take another position over at...
Anywhere
the
else.
Episcopal Church.
Yeah, what do you retire... What do you retire to, you know? And then, of course, your lovely wife, Beth.
My lovely wife, Beth, is here with us.
And
keeping an eye on the roommate, as usual.
Well,
someone
you know,
asked to.
Somebody asked to. Again, you guys have the patience of saints. So because I've had reckless roommates before.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Will, he's got a winning personality, though. I suppose, so it all kind of makes it worth it.
Yeah, his laugh is really what kind of wins you over.
It's weird that he never laughs at our podcast, though. Have you been thinking about that?
Yeah.
And how, like...
He doesn't like the podcast.
He really dislikes it. He actually brought up wanting to be paid for just having to be around it.
He's like, you need to quit using my name if I'm not going to make anything off this. alright, so let's plug all of our stuff. We're going to plug our stuff up front this week. We're trying to improve. We're trying to improve every week and make it more listenable.
We actually had meetings about this.
We had a meeting at a sandwich shop.
Yeah.
It went well. So anyway, we want to thank everybody who's listening.
Yep.
And definitely invite you to share the podcast. Tweet it. Put it on Facebook. Share it with friends.
Attach, you know... only moderately obscene photographs and then put a link to it on Instagram.
Yeah.
Nothing like really horrendous, but kind of edgy. I like to think that we've achieved like a edgy image here.
There's some swearing.
There's a little bit of swearing.
Not a lot, but some. Some more.
A respectable amount of swearing.
Yeah. I feel it's an appropriate amount of swearing.
An inappropriate
no,
or...
And appropriate.
Okay.
In parentheses, appropriate.
Appropriate. There is appropriate swearing going on in its quantity.
So anyway, look me up on Twitter, Weston Unruh, WestonUnruh.
What a complex name.
Yeah. It's two last names really put together. And then that's pretty much what I am on everything. So, but we want to hear from whoever's listening out there, like where you're listening at, how you've stumbled upon us. We actually have some pretty good things we think coming up.
We were psyched this last week. Our first episode reached 200 listens.
Yeah, not even on iTunes, just from Podomatic.
Just Podomatic.com, and that was like. I mean, I don't know if it's a handful of you who like the episode that much, or if there are 200 of you out there.
We're curious.
But either way, it feels good.
Yeah.
But we'd love to hear from you.
I wonder if you could just picture an accountant and a librarian in the middle of, like, what was that, Thursday, when it hit 200?
Oh, yeah.
And
We're both at our desk jobs. And I very quietly celebrated, you know, like a very quiet, small movement.
Yeah. And I just wonder, like, if people around our offices knew what we were actually celebrating, that we got 200 listens on our podcast that we do once a week. They're like, that guy needs a new hobby.
They're like, oh, the tattooed librarian is gesticulating wildly again. He does it some of the time.
All right, so you need to plug some stuff because you got a lot going on.
Oh, yeah, okay. At Kick Holland. Again, that's a good way to find me on Twitter and Instagram. And then the Mystagog Holland Show, which I'll just keep spelling. And we actually will have some video of it to put up so you can actually see what it is.
Right.
But that has a Facebook page. You can follow my hilarious science fiction.
Oh, you filmed about 10 minutes of it last night.
Yeah.
Finally, episode 3.
Episode 3. Before no more than 6 minutes of, or 6 seconds of it existed up at a time, and I like that for a time. But, yeah, it's good to actually have people see it. Because every time I've described it to somebody, they've just been like, I've been like, oh, well, it's kind of a psychedelic radio show clown act.
Right.
As though that's like...
a thing.
Something people just sign. Oh, baseball? Yeah.
I've seen baseball.
No, I follow baseball. And so it's good to actually have an example of what the hell I mean.
Right.
Although Will's not a huge fan.
No, he watched some of it on YouTube earlier, and he just stared at it with kind of a blank look on his face.
But I think he's had enough time to think about it.
And that's his reaction to it.
Well, you know, it is. It's edgy. I think I'm trying to push boundaries, you know? Yeah.
I wanted to call you Marty, I think.
Marty?
Because on the Big Lebowski, the landlord is always asking him to come to see a show.
Oh, yeah.
And I think his name is Marty. I couldn't remember exactly what it was, but I was kind of like,
thanks, dude.
I have a friend now who has a show, and I'm going to be that guy with two friends. And when you finally put it all together, you're like, I finally got the venue for my show.
Right.
I'm like, sure thing, Marty.
Thanks, dude. Oh, and dude, whenever already, you could get that rent check.
It's already the 7th. He's like, far out, man.
Does that make me the dude?
Yeah, no, you're definitely... got a Big Lebowski.
The dude-ish, most dude-ish look in the room at this point in time.
He would even wear those jorts, too. That would be exactly what he would wear. And maybe a sweater.
Now,
he'd see a sweater to go with it.
There's sort of an elephant in the room, which is actually something that's not in the room. And I want to get to this right now.
Okay.
Full disclosure, be honest with our audience.
Mm.
We have a guest today who sort of is a, I'd say simultaneously, like a mentor and a sworn enemy.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. And that is Jacob Erdman, who runs a podcast, Beer and Banter. And I don't even...
I'm sure he'll talk about it. I mean...
Yeah, he'll probably bring it up. And we...
A few times.
We decorated the room special...
our studio.
Him.
We decorated our studio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, we went to a lot of effort, and he has delayed us for reasons that I'm sure we'll bring up if he ever arrives. So
he's not here yet.
He's not here yet, basically. And it is doing just great.
So here's the thing,
our podcast queue.
We're going to do... well, I think it's probably better without him here.
Yeah. I wouldn't want it to just become an episode of Beer and Banter or something, you know?
No. I don't even know where I would get the music to play behind while we talk for the entire time. I don't even know where you find that track, that house music track. Like they're at a martini bar or something. So everybody can be in on the joke, because you're listening live, I'm sure. When he gets here, we're going to all start whispering like we're not here.
But in such a way that hopefully he can clearly hear us whispering.
Yeah.
So that he knows that we are here, pretending to not be here.
So we spent a lot of the night last night. We met up after different comedy shows.
We had two different comedy, and I think that demonstrates how kind of the Fort Collins
scene is. Yeah, absolutely. There was actually three shows last night.
Oh, yeah.
And I ran into Dan Jones and asked him about his show, our guest from last week.
Mm-hmm.
he had some good stories about doing a burlesque slash comedy show and telling a bunch of weed jokes.
Good. Good.
Yeah, so there was three different shows, but we ended up, I met up with Jacob at a Musketeer Gripweed concert. I'm sure we'll talk about them when he gets here. They were amazing. And Nick ended up with some friends across the street at a hotel bar.
What? It's a really fancy hotel bar. Will's been there.
Yeah. He's not a fan.
Well, the drinks are expensive. Yeah. I ordered two drinks, and I paid $16. And it was one of those things where I was like, and I was, at this point, I was wearing kind of shabby, dirty jeans and a tank top that I'd worn to my show. And I felt very out of place. When I showed up...
Yeah, it's pretty upscale.
There was a, you know, live jazz quartet playing.
So people are having a lovely evening. Lovely and this guy evening. With unkempt hair, a tank top, and jorts on. And did you have your jacket? Probably... Leather jacket on.
I didn't have the leather jacket. No, I just had a hoodie.
Tied it all together perfectly.
It would have tied it all together. But, yeah, and so just kind of some...
maybe that's why the band quit playing.
Scumbag-looking kind of guy showed up.
Yeah.
And,
So I met up with you over there, and we started just trying to scheme. Well, actually, I had probably a mile and a half walk from where I was at up to there. And so I was in the proper... I wasn't in the proper state to walk into a bar I wasn't familiar with.
Right.
And try to scan the room and look for somebody, you know, like, so this room full of people. So I walk in and I'm literally making laps around this, like, fancy restaurant. And I'm not, I had jeans and a t-shirt on.
Yeah, you looked better than I did.
But still underdressed for the
night. The incredible part is that I was, like, right at the front of the room.
Yeah, I walked right by you and I was a little pissed that you weren't, like, keeping an eye out just to flag me down. And I get to the other end, and I'm scanning one last time before I step out to call you. And then I spot a tank top. And I was like, nope, there's Nick. It's like,
there's that dirt bag. There's that dirt bag.
And we just started scheming up ways we could mess with Jacob on the podcast.
Well, and you also met a couple of my friends.
Yeah.
You know, I have some of those.
I actually have something in common with your friend, we found out. Like, there's a common link between the two of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You and Lindsay are both accountants, but then you disagreed about...
Oh, a lot of stuff. But I was talking about your other friends.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How you're... I don't know. You're like this... the person that drives the creativity.
Well, it was more that I'm the person that... I'm the derailer, sort of.
Okay, yeah,
and
yeah.
And so that, like...
Well, you should say what he does.
Well, so Judd is you can find him on Twitter at Judd Z Tucker.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and plug him already. And he is a theater guy I know, and I've been in some shows with him, and he's going to be directing a show that I'm in coming up pretty soon here. And he and I will be doing a Streetmosphere act around Fort Collins during the summer.
We've talked about it a little bit.
And we were talking, though, that Weston and Judd are both really good at keeping things moving along and, like, schedules and the parts you actually need to say or do. And I am more just bizarre and tangential, which is a benefit, but it's like...
Will's smoking a lot lately. He's been under a lot of stress.
I get it. I really slip up on cigarettes. Depending on stress.
Right. As everybody can tell, we record every Saturday.
Every Saturday.
And usually Friday is a later
night.
And
so we got these nice, smooth podcast voices.
Yeah. And we try to get it loosened back up. Have some. Oh, so we're drinking whiskey and
whiskey
squirt.
And squirt. About to switch back to whiskey and 7-Up.
And took Nick back a little too far into his teenage years of drinking.
Yeah, it reminded me of a move. Just a shout out to Yash Wise, Pablo Rincon, Patrick Breyer, Evan O'Cleary. I doubt any of those guys are listening. But our old Citrus Drop and McCormick's Vodka Nights, the classic hillbilly screwdriver. And so it kind of has thrown off... The tangy, like anything, like tangy, but with the liquor taste behind it. I just as soon as anything citrusy comes into a mix, I remember that.
Right.
pretty distinctive.
Ugh. McCormick's.
Yeah. Is that a good tangent? Like, what alcohols have you ruined for yourself? Like, by now, are there any things that you just do not drink at all whatsoever?
Trying to think. It's more just, like, cheaper versions of, like, the McCormick's
vodka. Right, trying to avoid.
Just, Jack Daniels is probably one. I can't drink Jack Daniels.
And Jack Daniels wasn't even really cheap. It was just something that was, like, and it was
the name. They had that Down Home Punch. Do you remember the Down Home Punch bottles?
God.
That's kind of how I got started on Jack Daniels.
Okay.
So I went to the grocery store, and those left the building very easily.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I see that.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, basically, for me, now I just try and avoid things that are, like, way too sugary and stuff. Mm-hmm. But typically, I mean, I don't even really mess around with rum or vodka anymore.
I don't like rum in general. I don't think I ever really have.
Even the cheap versions of it is, it's, well, even the more expensive versions, because it's obviously I ruined them for myself with, like, you know, Sailor Jerry's, right, and McCormick's and Burnett's and stuff. And but now, even when somebody gives me, like, a nice rum, you know, it's like I'll drink rum and eggnog or something if somebody puts it in. But
I can't eat eggnog or drink it.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
Have I told you about what happened?
If you eat it, it probably means it's way too old for you to consume.
I had an eggnog incident a couple Christmases back. My mom makes, like, homemade
eggnog incident, that sounds fucking famous. I mean, if Jacob never shows up, we might just call this podcast eggnog incident, you know?
The infamous eggnog. Well, it's become a point of contention in my family because my mom makes this, like, homemade recipe eggnog that's been handed down.
So is it all scratch?
It's all scratch. So it's raw eggs. It's ice cream. It's she adds so much rum. I mean, you'll get lit off of like two little mugs of this. And it is pretty tasty. That's the thing. But let me tell you what ruined it. Okay?
Okay.
She didn't beat the eggs all the way one time on accident.
So you got that viscosity?
So I took a sip, and there was, like, a hardened piece of yolk that was, like, caught halfway in my mouth, stringing down my chin. And I think did I slurp it up? I slurped it up, and it felt like it was like a chicken abortion gone wrong, where the leg was still, like, all not fully grown, and I slurped that leg up. And my little sister, Jacy, was there watching, and she still has, like, I don't think she'll drink it because of the incident. Yes. And so I just couldn't drink it. It's not because it doesn't taste good. It's because I can't even look at this stuff
so disgusting
without thinking of a chicken abortion gone wrong. Little foot hanging out of my mouth and slurping it up, the feeling of it slurping in my mouth.
Because that, at first, I wasn't even imagining little legs or anything. And I was just thinking about, like, when you have a Jello shot that's a little too strong, and then it's just like,
that burns, it's
you're just kind of like chewing on vodka, you know? And then to add little bits of animal carcass to it. I mean, I can tell that Will is just as distraught I am.
So, the following Christmas, you know, I told that story a few times around family. You know, his mom is famous for her eggnog, and it's like, I'm not going to drink it. And so it's become this thing the last, like, 2 or 3 years. She's like, just drink the eggnog. Just drink the eggnog. It's become, like, cultish. Like, just have some of the eggnog. I'm like, Mom, I'm not drinking it. She's like, just drink the eggnog. I'm like, other people are pressuring me? Come on, Wes, just drink the eggnog. I'm like,
gotta get back on that horse.
What's with the eggnog? It's not a personal thing. It's a memory of a possible chicken's leg, not fully formed, drooped over my lip, and slurping it up like a spaghetti noodle. I just can't drink eggnog.
That is truly disgusting.
Yeah.
That is, ladies and gentlemen, that might be the most disgusting moment we've had on Ghost Bee yet. And that is saying something.
And all I was afraid of after that was getting so drunk later that I would throw up, and I would like see the raw
like
egg.
A chicken. Yeah, come like, out like
oh, I drank oh that. God. I drank that shit.
Well, you see, I was almost now. I'm gonna tell you this as your friend.
Okay.
I think that when you tell that story, you should change it so that your sister saw it and then she threw up. I think that that makes it a stronger story.
Okay.
Is if somebody
take
else
take some liberties
sees
in the story
and then they throw up, that would be like, because that's a pretty good punch for that story. Is if like, and then my sister threw up on herself.
Yeah.
At the table, you know, that would be, just a piece of friendly advice. I think.
All right, I'll definitely think about it. I haven't. It's not like a joke yet. It's just kind of it's humorous to me because
well, it
it's
could
like
be if
it's becoming a it's becoming an issue around the holidays in my house. Is all I'm saying. It's like there's a just a you know a cloud that kind of hangs over our holidays because the family's all having private discussions about Weston's not going to drink the eggnog again this year. And
do you think they do that?
I think that. Yeah,
like,
I definitely think
when
was,
you're on their way there, yeah. Like, do you think he's gonna try the eggnog?
Yeah,
again?
And everybody like comforts my mom. They go get. They're like, he'll try it this year.
He'll try. Oh my god! Do you think so?
Yeah, they're like comforting her.
Well, so, how big is your extended family that's around for the holidays?
We usually don't have. Well, there's my three siblings, and you need another drink?
Yep.
Are you switching to 7-Up now?
Switching to 7-Up.
All right, so we'll either pause, or if me having a conversation with you in the kitchen ends up working,
right?
We'll keep it on there. We'll so see. There may be a pause, there may not be. As I talk about my family, might
yeah,
be cut
just,
out.
But yeah, do you have a big extended family? Or?
No, it's becoming bigger because all my younger siblings are getting married now, and kids probably won't be too far behind.
Oh, yeah, all these extra people.
Yeah. Yep. Now Christmases have kind of shrunk it, and you know, Kansas isn't necessarily a vacation destination for the Christmas holidays.
What?
Like people aren't like, you know, where we should go for Christmas next year? Kansas, Southwest yeah. Kansas,
Southwest
like
Kansas.
The plains coming off the Rockies. That's a inviting, warm, colorful place to go for the holidays.
You being facetious, because I'd imagine it's
yeah, no, it's the loneliest, grass. Coldest, driest,
and brown fields,
and Christmas lights, and you know.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I hate to say it, but there are two references that come up whenever anybody mentions Kansas
okay.
in my mind. One is the Wizard of Oz, which is only briefly happens in Kansas, and you told me last night. Has a lot of deep political meaning to people from Kansas. And
well,
then,
not necessarily to people from Kansas, just it does.
Okay, okay. Well, I'm open to it.
I've been to the town where the guy who wrote it was born in New York.
Frank L. Baum?
Yeah. There's big signs up and everything. It's pretty cool.
And then the other thing, though, that I think of is In Cold Blood.
Truman Capote.
Truman Capote in Cold Blood. Because that happens in Kansas.
That happened about 45 minutes from where I lived. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You've seen the movie. And, oh, Capote was great.
I've seen the movie. I've seen the movie. I've read the book. And I actually just watched Capote just like...
Wasn't there another week? Like 80s or 90s bat? Kind of a like made for TV movie or something like that?
I'm sure that there was. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I was thinking like CBS made one or
but
something.
Robert Blake is in, you know, the famous one, and that's just good. But the book was crazy, too.
Yeah.
But I think of that, because Kansas is so, and I mean, obviously, that happened quite a while ago, but, you know, it's such a close-knit community, and it really helps me imagine this eggnog scenario more fully, honestly.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Of all of the pressure and tension around the house.
Yeah.
Is just because, you know, polite Kansas people.
Yeah.
And...
Well, my mom's from New York.
Okay. Yeah, my parents are from back east as well.
Can you imagine growing up in New York and then moving to Kansas?
That'd be an odd...
We were talking earlier, and we said we weren't going to say that anymore, so maybe I'll cut it out. But,
this is happening organically.
But no, it reminded me of... I went from small to larger. You know, Fort Collins isn't a huge city.
Yeah.
But it's, what, 150?
200? Yeah, somewhere between 150,000 to 200,000.
That's not huge.
It really, it depends too when the college is in
right.
or out. You add
how many students?
A good population.
Like 5,000?
I don't even know.
I can look that up. I don't either. But going, we talked about like, or I've been thinking about how my idea of what it means to walk somewhere is changing.
Right.
Because I really enjoy like a good 2 mile walk to go to a thing now.
Yeah.
And I never would have imagined walking 2 miles, you know, in Kansas because I could just drive. But it's such a hassle. The traffic is bad. You got to find parking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of shit. And then you have to worry about, like, driving home if you have a few drinks or whatever.
Yeah, it becomes a way bigger hassle. And you get used to it, you know. Yeah. If anything,
I really enjoy walking now. I'm like, oh, I think I'll walk.
That, if anything, you know, I miss about being a college student was that it was like I was walking everywhere right. all day, you know, because sometimes
if you're on campus, you're to campus, close to everything.
But it was like, but I, you know, I'd walk onto campus in the morning and then walk back at night. And so having everything, the only reason I needed to really drive was if I was in a rush to get somewhere or was running behind. But yeah, walking, and there's a lot of stuff to see, you know, there's cool old architecture and bizarre new architecture, and so you get the whole gamut.
Well, it's a beautiful city. Well, I can't remember whose joke that is. I don't think it's yours, Jason. I think it might be the other Jason's. He has the friend who, Captain Jason, spiceupyourparty.com.
Big fan of the podcast. He's promoting it.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
I love that guy. He's going to be on soon. But he has a joke about, how he had a friend from Greeley come over, and she was like, this is such a beautiful city. And he's like, this is a fucking alley. Because the alleys are that nice here. It's like cobblestone bricks.
This really funny
well-lit
thing.
Well lit, you know.
When I went back to Longmont, because that's where I was more or less raised, went back to Longmont, and they'd done some weird gentrification, you know, process for all of the alleys in the Old Town area in Longmont. And it did. It made it look more like Fort Collins. But I was just like, wow, I bet these alleys are really nice to piss in. No. Like, it must be.
Oh,
must
I got to tell so you this leisurely. Story about last night. Because I was walking, I was headed north. You were headed south from Pateros.
Right.
You drove all your equipment over. And I texted you, like, let me know when you leave or whatever. We, you know, try to meet up. And I had was going to meet Jacob at the Aggie. And, like I said, on the walk there, I was getting in the right state of mind for the rest of my evening. And I was, like, looking around. I kind of got, like, I walked into Safeway, bought a pack of gum. And I started, like, did I pass Nick's house? I was kind of confused.
If you made it to the
But I had to piss so bad. I had to piss so bad.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You pissed
and I looped,
right.
I looped back behind a Mad Greens because they had this really nice trash receptacle area.
It's a lovely trash
receptacle. That's, like, bricked off so you can't see the dumpsters.
You've got good coverage.
And then it's got, like, a U-shape where you can go. So I literally, like, walked in one side, pissed really fast because I was nervous, walked out the other side into your parking lot.
Yep.
And I was like, holy shit, I'm at his house. It was, like, one of those things. I was like, Fort Collins is awesome. I mean,
Fort Collins is awesome.
You have to pee. You go in an alley. You come out. You're where you want to
be. Although, a couple birthdays ago, one of my friends got arrested for peeing in an alley.
I've had a friend get caught in Fort Hays during Oktoberfest, and he got a ticket urinating in public. Now they give you... Huh? Yeah, I almost did in front of this place.
Wow.
I was peeing next to the puking chick. Oh, and Jacob. Let's talk some shit on Jacob, because I think he's going to be here, hopefully, shortly. It's been 30 minutes.
He said 45 minutes a while ago, and then he said 30 minutes right before
we
started.
Is he a ginger? I'm colorblind. There's something about him that you just can't trust.
I don't think he's a ginger, but I don't trust him.
I don't trust him.
That's for sure.
I think if you guys listen to his podcast...
I think it's selling gingers really short that everybody... When really...
That's putting gingers down to call him a ginger?
Is that him? Oh, damn.
But there's something untrustworthy about this guy.
He's got shifty eyes.
Yeah.
I think we can
he
all
He hides
agree.
Behind those glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Wears a hat low sometimes.
Wears a hat low.
He's a weasel. That, and I want to talk about how much of a weasel this guy is.
He gives off a real Unabomber vibe.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
Doesn't he? It's like this thing where it's
he makes maps for a living. This is what he does.
Right? And he makes maps for a living, and you're like, wow, what a, like, you know, you're probably doing pretty well for yourself and this and that. But then there's still just this, like, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Ever since I found that out, I've refused to touch a map. Physical copy of a map. I just want
I don't
to
trust them.
Further
they're,
away.
They're
yeah.
as untrustworthy
what
as he
the
is.
The maps are as dodgy.
These are the
as
type of people
Erdman
that are making
is.
Our maps.
Yeah. These are the map makers of the world.
I'm not. No. No. I don't trust that.
I'm
sure.
not comfortable with that.
I see Google driving around in their cars. I'll trust them.
Yeah, and you know that he doesn't work for Google.
No.
You know that they'd be like,
he's
hey,
working
man.
For some like outlaw outfit in Fort Collins. That's they're making.
We're
like,
just making paper maps.
Rogue maps that are. Not true to scale.
Right? I would totally put it past Jacob Erdman to intentionally misscale a map. Guys.
By like an eighth of an inch. Like just something like, that didn't seem like a mile.
Guys, you know, Fort Collins has gets a lot of press. We're always popping up on various blogs or this or that as great cities to live and,
yeah.
and everything. And I honestly believe that. And I would encourage anyone listening to this from afar who hasn't been to Fort Collins to come visit. And maybe you can be, you know, you can join our live studio audience.
Oh, absolutely. Tweet at us. Tweet at us. You can come join the live studio audience.
But double check the maps. If you're coming here, double check your maps.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Maybe that's... Well, we tried to trick him one time when we were having problems getting this podcast up on iTunes. And he was on his way over. And the street
him?
I live on is called Robertson, but it does this weird thing because it goes straight down and dead ends at the hospital and then jogs out to LeMay to the east. And then you go down a block and it picks up at a different direction, Robertson. So a lot of people will be driving on this other loop also called Robertson that's not even connected to our Robertson.
Well, and I also called it Bobertson.
Yeah, and so then we started changing the
and
name.
That was, and the degree to which he thought you legitimately might... I was like, come on, man, you make maps. You really think there's a street named Bobertson out there?
What a fucking idiot that guy
Fuck
is.
Fuck that guy.
Why did we have him on this week?
I think just...
Out of, like, the kind of respect thing.
Gamesmanship,
yeah, I think
I
it was
think.
Some of that.
It could be... It's a mixture of gamesmanship and respect. Well, because
I feel like the longer that he doesn't show up, the meaner this is going to get.
I know.
And we're stopping at an hour. We're going to stop at an hour. So if he's not here, this is going to get really mean in about 55 minutes. It's going to get, like, brutally mean. Then we might record something else and make him think that we're doing another one. But this is all we publish.
This is still got to go up with special guest Jacob Erdman.
Yeah.
It's still got to
so
go
he
up.
Clicks on it and listens to it, and he's like fast-forwarding, like, where the fuck am I? I'm not even on it. What the fuck? Those assholes.
Oh,
Ghost Pee! Just cursing the heavens.
Damn you, Ghost Pee!
That's not him. That's just a Bleacher Report update. Some fucking updates you get on your phone drive me fucking nuts.
Oh, shit. When we were at the sandwich shop, did they find the plane? I was trying to decide, was it still coverage that they found the plane? It was like way down, it was like by Australia or something.
Oh, is that where they were?
I was tuning in and out. Cause we
I tuned in for about 30 seconds.
Something else in between. Like, we didn't find a plane, but we found this boat we lost.
Right?
Yeah. We found something.
They found, like, debris.
Yeah, they found fucking trash floating in the ocean. Like, way to go. The crack team out there found trash in the ocean.
They found a lot of trash in the ocean, you know? Yeah. Come back, they're going to be like,
there's like
you know
a Texas-sized ball of trash floating out in the ocean somewhere.
Yeah, I think that's like North Pacific.
Yeah.
North Pacific.
And now they're pumping, like, all the shit into the Pacific from Japan, all the radioactive shit. It's going to kill all the fish for like 100 years or something.
Hey,
we are
what?
So fucked.
Maybe the giant plastic thing will absorb it all.
Yeah. Ooh. What if the ways...
and then it becomes alive and attacks us. That's a great movie. Trademark. Ghostbee trademark.
We did it.
What day is this? Write that down.
The movie. April 12th, approximately 4:28 p.m. It's dibs.
So we have the movie and TV show. They have nothing to do with each other. One's a quasi-reality where we shit people's pants for them. And yeah. The other is a movie of a radioactive ball of trash that comes alive and destroys the world. Comedy fucking gold this week! Aren't you glad you stuck around for the fifth episode?
Aren't you glad you're listening point? Right now?
Yeah.
Quintessential episode.
I tuned into that Thank newscast, you. And the question that the reporter asked was like, how far do you think you can see when you're flying above the ocean that high? And I was like, that's the question they're asking. How far can you see in the ocean? Because like, I'm tuning out now. Jesus, who cares? Sorry. You're not going to find it. Like Nick was saying, they're gonna arrive back on Earth 100 years from now.
They're either going to arrive back on Earth 100 years from now. That was my mother's theory. Got to give it up to... Maggie Sheeran, down in Longmont, Colorado. Her theory was...
Does she have a Twitter handle?
No, your mom she doesn't. Twitter? She doesn't tweet, but she does sell Nissans, Subarus or something. And oh, cool. So if you want to buy a Nissan or a Subaru...
Can I get a discount?
...for Maggie Sheeran. I don't know.
Let's for a sponsor.
Oh, man.
Ghostbee sponsor.
She might really hate that.
Use code word Ghostbee when you go into the Subaru dealership in Longmont.
Just a Maggie Sheeran.
Yeah. We'll go a little Jim Rome on them. But, like, code word Ghostbee.
She guessed that they would all show up in about 100 years, and it would be really sad because everyone they knew would be dead. And so that would be the additional tragedy, and be like, oh my God, what happened? And, you know, maybe...
Do they know what happened when they arrived at...
They still think that their flight is according... There's no way that they think they're on the planet.
So no time has elapsed.
It's like a wormhole portal type thing for them that they just tripped through. And then my roommate Roger and I were talking, and we came up with the idea that they landed 3 days ago. Like 3 days before they took off.
Okay, and 3 days before they took off.
And so they're caught in this...
Like Twilight Zone loop. Type...
Yeah. Just the Twilight Zone.
Groundhog Day situation.
Because my guess is, honestly, my guess was still that they were going to show up in like 6 months and that not have any idea that any time had elapsed. But my mother really upped the ante.
Okay.
And I got to give Maggie Sheeran full credit for just how sad that was. And I was like, mom, wow. Why?
Okay, so, and we also talked about these people who are sitting there waiting for their loved ones to come home. They believe, some of them believe alien, maybe, has like zapped this plane out of the sky. And that could be 100% true. And when they tell us on the news, oh, we found some debris, that's just government cover up. I'm becoming a conspiracy theory guy. Like, everything I say is like, government's lying to us. I think that they know aliens did something with that plane.
You know, I think it's really hard. Well, you were showing me the pictures of when you and Beth were in
Israel
earlier. And I wanted to bring up, but it seemed dumb because you guys were showing me real photos and talking about real time and experience yet. But a couple years ago when that little orb floated right down to like, it was over some big temple. I think it was the Temple of the Rock. And this weird little glowing ball of white light descended really slowly and then it shot off and they had cell phone coverage from like multiple cameras and everything. And it like clicked and boomed too. And they talked about it on major news outlets and everything. Right. And they were like, this is either some weird, like, secret government future weapon. It could be some drone or something. But it moves in such a weird way that, like, we don't know what it is. Or motherfucking aliens.
Yeah.
You know? And, I don't know.
Aliens fuck mothers?
So they fuck everybody, I think. I watched this movie called The Fourth Kind. It wasn't very good. Aliens were fucking people up. Yeah.
So, in that scenario, not having a kid... Huh? He's here. Oh, he's going to get like 10 minutes on our podcast. It's going to be beautiful. The lights. Dude, there's no people. We already talked about this. All right, Jacob Erdman is here. Look. He's,
everybody be really quiet.
Oh, he's got to get in the front door. All right, give him the code, and then we'll pretend like we're not here. Huh? Oh, you went out a second ago. Jason James.
Oh, Jason
crafty James veteran.
Crafty. Shh. Shh. Everybody be really quiet.
Lock the door. Wait till he's there.
Oh, he's got fat. Okay.
Oh, God.
Gus. Go lay down.
Gus.
He's scolding my dog on the podcast. I'm not cutting that out either. Hold me to that. I'm not cutting that out. Gus, let's go. Gus, come here.
Okay.
Come here, Gus.
All right, everybody. What's going on now? As we're trying to hide the dog so we can hide from Jacob and his dog. We're not here.
It's not open, dude. Somebody closed it. He's buzzing. Huh?
That's him trying to buzz into the studio.
Someone's gonna let him in. Oh, wait, here. I'll tell him the code.
That's what I'll do.
Who is it? Who is it?
It's your shining friend.
Oh, no, who is it? I need a name, please. That's impossible. He time traveled. He's not here. Please state your name and purpose.
Ake Shen, bus driver.
What the fuck? No way. We want
That's
this
not
guy.
The correct password.
We don't want this one.
Weed and whiskey?
Closer.
Weed and whiskey.
He just moved closer. He just moved closer to the mic.
What a fucking idiot. What a fucking idiot.
I was saying it was closer to what the password is. And he just moved closer to the microphone. What a fucking idiot. You guys see how I'm holding the button down and you can hear us talking?
Open up, fucker.
It's 25. What is it? 15. Did you make it?
The door's locked.
25159.
Boop!
Yeah. Oh, get his phone number up. Get his phone number up. Wait, do you have his phone number?
Dude, it's not working.
25159.
Look, we're running just
what
out of time.
Idiot.
But
you can't type six numbers into a keypad.
We're sort of running into time, but if you ever wanted to reach Jacob Whitman,
no.
You
Let's
could...
do it when he comes in.
Okay, okay.
We wanted to know we did it. Oh, we should have given him the wrong code.
Shh, 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 shh. Someone is trying to get in.
He's here. He has no idea.
He has no idea what's going on right now.
He thinks no one's home.
He probably thinks that he's in the wrong apartment. I hope he goes into somebody else's apartment.
Shh, shh, shh. There is no way he can hear us.
Quiet down.
Didn't that always piss you off when you would people would shush when you're trying to be quiet? It's like, shh, 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 shh. Who is it? What the hell?
That's a terrible, stupid fake name.
Alright, let him in.
I don't like your fake name.
We have like 10 minutes left on the podcast. Good. Thanks for coming. It's Jacob Urban has just joined us. 920-723-6018 has just walked in and ready to record. Yeah. What can I get you to drink, man? Welcome.
I got some beers.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
You look a little rough.
I'm fine.
And we got a lot to talk about, too. Because you had a good night.
I got pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Sir, this is whiskey in conversation. I don't know why you,
Do you want a whiskey drink?
Yeah.
All right, I have Jameson and 7-Up, Squirt, or some Pepsi, maybe? Or just whiskey straight?
Squirt.
A couple fingers? Yeah, that's what I'm drinking. Squirt.
Yeah, give me some Squirt, baby.
All right, so first,
dude, can I just say, it is sick to have it is so sick.
It's going to be legendary having you on this podcast.
The sickness level.
It's so epic to have gotten with us.
All right, so first off, start with the story of why you're late. Because I couldn't fully hear why you had to wash your roommate's sheets. But I feel like we need to know exactly
why. I don't know. I kind of like it just staring out there. People using their imaginations as to the reason why.
Oh, we are. We already are.
A full liberty.
We can only imagine the live listeners at home.
What they're thinking
at this moment in time.
Yeah, so what had happened was we all blacked out, and one of my friends accidentally slept in her room.
Mm. And what, did you have to wash your jack off in her sheets? Or?
It was just like a thing.
Shart?
Shart. Just shit the bed. It actually sharted him out of the room, so I had to wash the walls and stuff, too.
Just all stream, like, down the stairs.
Yeah. Just firing away. So it was kind of annoying, but it'll happen.
Hey. It'll happen.
Yeah, so earlier today I was talking to my friend about, have you guys ever been a first responder on an accident?
No.
Ah, scary as fuck. It's happened to me twice, and it was two terrible times. But I totally saw the accidents happening. Like, I was right there, and the second time I was taking a road trip from San Diego up to Redwood National Forest.
Okay.
And there was this motorcycle guy that was driving like a complete asshole. And I saw it coming. I was like, dude, this motorcycle guy is fucking just killing me. He's tailgating everybody. And he was tailgating this truck, and this truck had to slam on its brakes because there was, like, something ran in front of it. And what had happened was he slowed down super, like, fast. So,
Jesus!
And he started to wobble. So
fucking dog's a bully, dude. Jesus.
Train your dog.
All right. Get him, pet. So the guy started wobbling, and then so he just laid his bike down and skidded, like, 20 feet. And so what I did was I went to the middle lane because it was two lanes. And there was no service because we're in the middle of Redwood National Forest.
Right, and yeah. So, they still got, like, pay phones up there and all sorts of
places. There was emergency phones and stuff. But what had happened was, so he was all fucked up. Like, his hands and his face were all fucked up. But his head was fine because he had a helmet on. Anyway.
Is this a story about you? Or
no, I've never driven a motorcycle. Well, I did once, but it was scary. But anyway, so
we're not recording anyway, so
I'm saying it's fine. But what happened was he laid the bike down, and then there's this, like, I stopped in the middle of the two lanes so no one would, like, fly past me and smoke him. And so I turned on the headlights, parked the car, and then I walked up to the guy, and he was all fucked up, his hands and his face. So I carried him, like, I didn't carry him, but, like, I helped him over to the side of the road, and there's this kid who was a volunteer firefighter for the area, and he had a radio, and he was all freaking out, totally hysterical.
The firefighter's not...
Dude, that's what I'm saying, it was funny. And so he comes running up, and he's like, I got a radio. I'm like, radio for help then, what the fuck? Like, what are you waiting for?
Did you slap him in the face?
No, that's not even the...
Get a hold of yourself,
man. That's not even the dumbest thing that he did. So I'm like, okay, the guys on the side of the road, we need to lift up the bike and move it out of the road. So we lift in the bike, and I figure he knows what he's doing, so he starts trying to push it, but it's still in, like, fifth gear, so it's just, like, wrenching the transmission. And I was like, whoa, dude, what are you doing? So I open it up and put it in neutral, and I'm pushing it over to the side of the road, and the kid's freaking out. He's like, sir, does your motorcycle have a kickstand? And I'm just like, shut the fuck up, dude. Call for help and shut the fuck up. And so that was the second time that's ever happened to me. And that was pretty funny because the kid was just totally bonkers, hysterical at seeing somebody all fucked up and injured.
And what, you got your sick jollies off on that? Is what you're saying?
sick.
You enjoyed that?
No, it was awesome because I kept my.
We never assume you have jollies with that mustache.
You never know how you're going to act in an emergency situation until you've been in one. It's crazy because people like lose their mind and lose their shit, and you got to be like, listen, focus. You scream on the inside.
Is something bad going to happen to one of us? Are you from the future? Are you, like, trying to prepare us for, like, you gotta weird. Just be ready?
I'm trying to prepare everybody.
How much have you smoked today before you came over?
Nothing. Well, that's not entirely
so
true.
this is nearly sober, Jacob.
Not really. I mean, I'm pretty blazed.
Good.
Blazed and super hungover. Because of an amazing night last night. Let's just do that off the bat. Let's talk about
it. Let's take off the shirt, hey.
We decorated for you. We decorated the studio. Nice we stuff. Also have that sticker.
Yeah, hell yeah. Where'd you get the sticker?
You gave it to me last night.
Sweet.
He's like, oh, by the way, that's $5.
That one, 80.
Well, now, I go, because it was, well, let's talk about the band. Tell us how you met Musketeer Gripweed.
I went to a shit ton of their shows all the time.
But really quick, because we are about to end this episode.
No, yeah, it's almost over. So I'm glad you came by.
Yeah, totally. I can't believe you guys started so early, though.
It was an hour later, an hour and a half later than what we told you when we started.
Yeah.
So you literally showed up two and a half hours late to a podcast.
Hello.
I don't feel near as bad for canceling on you like 7 times now for your podcast.
You son of a bitch. Nick's never canceled.
No, but I've dodged it a couple times. Also, I showed up inappropriately drunk.
I don't think it was inappropriate.
That was appropriately drunk for a podcast.
Well,
I guess.
For your last fucking
for the beer banter hour.
Jesus, dude.
Hogburns? That was hilarious. Dude, his prank phone call. It wasn't even a prank phone call, it was just a phone call.
I almost tweeted when I was listening to your podcast where he prank phone calls Hobby Lobby and gets burned by the teenager at Hobby Lobby. She hangs up on him. Yeah. He gets burned and hang up and he goes, oh, she hung up on me. He's like so just trash. It's like, dude, Hogburn just got burned by the Hobby Lobby girl.
Yeah.
Oh, that's on a prank phone call.
And the funny thing is that it got really
funny
weird.
Funny man, Mike Hogburn.
It got really weird when he started asking her about her house.
Yeah.
Dude, do
it's
not
like,
ever.
Dude, don't
nobody's house.
You guys gave him a lot of shit after that. Like, you know. Let's meet up at your house.
Yeah. We were just joking about how it's just a big, long, like, drawn out thing to find out where she lives because he's been stalking her for a while.
Right? Like, this like, wasn't the first time.
Yeah, exactly. Because he had Hobby Lobby. Like, he knew the phone number. Like, he didn't look it up. He had it.
Dude, he did pull that number up pretty quickly.
I know.
Jesus. All right, so what do you think of the whiskey and squirt there?
It's all right. It'll get me drunk.
What do you think of the other decoration? I don't think you had a chance to really look at what our mic stand is this week. It's a Rolling Stone cover of Who? For our listeners.
That is not the Who, man. That is Kiss.
No, it's for Who. I'm asking.
He's asking you
dude,
a question.
The funniest thing, we were recording, and I said, what's the password? And you go, whiskey and conversation.
No,
and
I said
closer. And you move closer to the microphone.
You told me to yell it.
No, I was like... You're getting closer to what it is.
You didn't say that.
Well, you'll hear. But
yeah,
what is
Kiss.
This part? What does it say here?
40 years of feuds
and fury.
Oh,
see?
That's why.
That might be the title of this podcast.
Shit.
Feuds and fury. It just came this week.
I'm furious.
If you don't believe in God, I mean,
why don't? Because typically, we like
coincidences don't happen.
Yeah, I mean, coincidence. I think not.
Okay.
Too close to home.
Can you say, and then do a plug real quick for your stuff, but can just say Feuds and Fury.
Feuds and Fury.
Good, because we need our guest to say it so that we can make it the title.
Every title is a
rule
if
so
the
far,
people listening at home haven't noticed, every title has been something the guest,
so we needed
guest
you to say
I'm message. Sure I could come up with something a little bit. Give me.
Yeah, but we're running out of time, really.
Yeah. Well, let's do next week's episode then. Wrap this
up. Yeah. Next week.
Okay,
well, we can't bump Mike.
Plugs.
I mean,
do your plugs.
Oh,
we can't bump Mike.
Mike
okay.
Hogburns.
Do
for next
do
week.
Your plugs.
Oh, I have a podcast, Beer and Banter Hour. It's on iTunes, Stitcher, and Podomatic.
Beer and Banter Hour, and it's also a Twitter handle.
Twitter handle, Beer and Banter, at Beer and Banter, beerandbanter@gmail.com. And you'll see me around the city, cracking wise, at various joke
shows and
parlors.
Excellent. Joke parlors. I like that. I'm going to steal that egregiously and never give you any credit for it.
Joke parlors.
Joke parlors, yeah. That's good.
Could that be like, and see, I haven't even started drinking yet. I come up with some good shit, you guys. We could stop this right now and start a new one.
Why would we do that? I mean, we'll have you back in like two or three weeks.
Might even get a hold of your people. I might be busy in 2 weeks.
We'll send an email to that Gmail account you have for Beer and Banter, and then we'll see.
Who plugs their Gmail account?
I get a lot of hate mail, though. It's funny.
Do you really?
You get hate mail?
Quit doing this. Shut up.
From who?
Just Chinese.
Because you're not getting very many listeners.
Chinese so assholes. A bunch of Chinese assholes who are learning English.
You specifically angered the Chinese.
Yeah, well, my friend's out there, and he's pumping my podcast to all his friends, and they're not. They hate it. They don't
in China.
Like it.
Like, hey, man, could you help me get big in China?
Yeah.
Man. Do you want to have a smoke?
Well, first we should sign off. Thank you for joining us briefly, Dr. Erdman.
We're going to go to part two, probably.
My name is Nick Holland. No, we're going to reschedule him for like 3 weeks.
You got bumped.
Sorry, you got bumped.
Hey, man,
it's unfortunate that somebody sharted his way through your house.
Yeah.
You should plan on that and be a fucking professional.
By me.